Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 151 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 14th of January 2024. Today we are starting off in winter mode, then we have a special date, and then we try to be energised for the last few dances. We have just heard Bill Ewan playing The Skater's Waltz, and our first dance is a very simple two-couple jig called January Welcome by Louis Torferson. Ones turn right hand for four bars, then turn left hand. Twos repeat. Ones dance down the middle and back to second place. Twos and ones dance right hand across and back left hand. We only need this six times through, so I have chosen the new track by Jim Lindsay called The Broadsword. That track, called The Broadsword, is from Jim Lindsay's new CD, Formation Foundations, the Green CD, which is available from my website shop. The tunes were Echoes of Oban by Donald McPherson, Willie Tate by George Anderson, and Troy's Wedding by Colin McGee. A welcome sight in January would be Snowdrops in the Glen, and Ruth Beattie penned an 8x32 bar reel of that name for the Glasgow 90th anniversary. Again, nice and simple, ones cross, cast, and dance a half figure of eight down round the threes. They lead down the middle and back to second place. Three couples advance and retire and then turn partners right hand into promenade hold. Three couple promenade to finish. The Ian Muir Sound recorded the CD. tune Ian Muir chose for Snowdrops in the Glen was James M. Cameron's Farewell to Arran by Ian MacPhail, and then he followed that with three from Gordon Patello: The Legacy, Alan Patello's Reel, and Jock Goodmanson's Farewell to the Auctioneers. I chose our first Strathspey today for the music, which is Winter Morning by Vivaldi. The dance is Montparnasse, written by Anne Dix in 2003 for Danielle and Jerry Reinstein, whose Parisian home was in Montparnasse. It is a four-couple Strathspey, and George Meikle and the Lothian Band recorded the CD for Anne Dix's book Real Friends 3. Those tunes were Winter Morning by Vivaldi, Callum's Road by Donald Shaw, and Sandra's Air by Eric Allen. Our last January dance is January Jig by Valerie Weinberg of Leicester. This dance has a little more to it than the previous three, with half double figures of eight, getting twos and threes onto opposite sides, and finally two half diagonal rails of four to sort everyone out. The dance was published in the Leicester Branch Silver Collection in 2002, for which David Cunningham and his band recorded the CD.
Thank you.
8 tunes there from David Cunningham's band for January Jig. Bonnie Dundee is traditional. May and Ian Thompson by Jimmy Shand Jr. Jack's Jig by Charles F. Sherritt. Etheany Lodge by Redpath. The Cregellachie Lasses by William Marshall. Anne Fraser Mackenzie by Bobby McLeod. Angus McFadgin by Robert Black. And finishing with Jim McAllister's Jig by Callum McLean. Now January the 14th. In 1972, Queen Margrethe II of Denmark ascended the throne, the first Queen of Denmark since 1412, and the first Danish monarch not named Frederick or Christian since 1513. So by today, she has reigned for 42 years and has announced that she is abdicating in favour of her son, Crown Prince Frederick. The square set reel Queen Margaret's Crown by Fi Hewitt seemed appropriate. This dance was written in 2017 and depicts a crown. St. Margaret, the Scottish Queen, was interred at Dunfermline Abbey, where her chapel became one of the most important pilgrimage sites in medieval times. RSCDS Dunfermline branch celebrated their 90th anniversary in 2019 with the publication of a dance book and CD by Frank Thompson and his band. So pin back your ears, Billy the Dandy Dancer, this one's for you. Thompson played Mrs. Douglas of Ednam, Scunnard, and Dunaskin Glen, which is by Ian T. Muir, for Queen Margaret's Crown. Now, amazingly conveniently, I have found an 8x Strathbay called 42 Years and Out, which is exactly what Queen Margrethe has done. The dance was written in 2013 by Sue McKinnell to celebrate her retirement. The dance is quick to brief and contains some of Sue's favourite formations. Ones and twos dance the knot, ones and threes dance the barrel, ones lead up to the top and cast to second place for three couple rights and lefts. I've chosen an older recording by Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band, which contains 8 tunes. was called Rhonda Blue and was on the Newcastle cassette Life Begins at 40. The tunes were The Holy Stone by Robert Whitehead, The Weavers of Newley, The Scottish Snap by J. Murdoch Henderson, Archduke John of Austria, Margaret's Fancy by Ian and Bill Powery, John Stephen of Chance Inn, and Angus Fitchett's Compliments to Ian Powery, and lastly, Marquis of Huntly by William Marshall. I've also realised that I've got my maths wrong. It should be 52 years, not 42 years. Oh well, never mind, let's move on. Another reel which I found is Margaret's Farewell by John Johnston in 1996, inscribed to Margaret Mitchell. The dance begins ones and twos set and half right hand across, set and half left hand across. Then ones and twos allemande with ones turning left hand to face second corners. Half reel of four with second corners, then first corners. Then as one set advancing and turn left hand, twos and threes chase halfway back home. And the last four bars is lady up, man down for right hand teapots. Again, no recording, so I thought Final Fling sounded appropriate. This is from Sound Company, who were Ian Robertson, Judith Robertson, now Muir, and Chris Oxterby. Thank you. sound company played four traditional tunes: The Corner House, The High Reel, The Plough and the Stars, and The Silver Spire. And much has been made, in the Australian press certainly, of the fact that the new Crown Prince Mary is Tasmanian-born, so in Denmark she is the Immigrant Lass, whereas the dance was written by Australian Morton Jay, referring to his Scottish wife. The dance was published by the RSCDS in Book 39, and Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band recorded the CD. Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band played Willie Wilson of Beath by Bobby Crowe, My Daddy O, traditional, and Patricia Ann Douglas by Lindsay Ross for the jig The Immigrant Lass. The final third of this programme is going to be looking forward, feeling positive and with a spring in our step, even if only metaphorically. A new approach is a 5x32 bar strathspey by Alex Gray, for which his son James wrote the tune Northern Lights and Melting Snow, and who plays alongside Susie Petroff on this recording. It is another of Alex's dances which includes the swirl, as in the Dreamcatcher, but in a longwise set. The dance finishes with a variation of Alex's own progressive formation, the Helix. tunes, both by James Gray, for A New Approach, Northern Lights and Melting Snow, and Mary-Kate Adami-Sampson. The album is Opus Dance by James Gray and Susie Petroff. High Society by John Brenchley is a great tongue-in-cheek fun reel that was first published by him in the Other Kangaroo Paw CD booklet and then adopted by the RSCDS for Book 46. You won't be surprised that we will hear Marian Anderson's version. Fails Magic by Colin Dewar is the lead tune for High Society, and Marian followed that with Colin Brown's Reel by John Burns, Stroppy Struan by Graham Munro, and The Shallow Fish Reel by Peter Wood. And to continue with our lively set, we will finish with Camo Carousel by Eddie West, for which he recommends the track The Travelling Dancers by David South and his band. Bugle Call Two-Step and Liberty Bell, played by David South and his band, on the 1999 album Cardinia Capers. I've chosen a track called Showtime Reels, played by multi-instrumentalist Heather Cameron, to play out, to keep that good time feeling going, to help propel us forward when the weather, not to mention the general news, is often depressing. Thanks to Ewan and Andy. Keep listening to Radio GH for a brighter day, and join me next week for the Sunday Class Dance, number 152. Bye!